Proverbs 13:20 says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." One of the most destructive teachings that I've heard and somewhat influenced by in my early years as a Christian was that we ought to form relationships with unsaved people in order to reach them. The first problem with that teaching is that you won't find a single example of such a thing in Scripture. You'll hear people twist the Scripture and misrepresent the context and what is happening in order to make it appear that there are examples of such a thing, but a close look will show that there is not a single example of Jesus forming relationships with unsaved people in order to reach them. And the same is true of the rest of the apostles and other Christians in the New Testament. Most of the time, those encouraging Christians to form relationships with unbelievers will run to texts like Luke 15:1-2, which says, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." But the next two verses tell us that these are not friends, but that Jesus is simply going after lost sheep. And he goes on to confront the Pharisees with their lack of concern or showing love to those in need with the story of the Good Samaritan in verses 11 through 32 in Luke 15. And of course we believe you should do that. But when you continue on in the next few chapters, there's no long-term relationship between Jesus and those who don't believe on him and follow him. Matthew 9 tells a similar story right after Matthew began following Jesus as a believer. And Mark 2 tells a similar story. And in each case, Jesus eats with publicans and sinners and calls on them to repent and follow him. Those who do become his friends. Those who do not are left with that choice, and Jesus moves on. That is the reality. And there simply is not a single example of a friendship between Paul or Peter or any other apostle or follower of Christ forming close friendships with unbelievers. And when professing Christians live like unbelievers, we're to cut off such friendships with them. That's exactly what we're told in numerous places, like 1 Corinthians 5:11, that says, "But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one, no, not to eat." So you're not even supposed to have a meal with them or sit down with a professing Christian who's living like an unbeliever for a meal. "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise." And if you choose to follow the terrible teaching found among many evangelicals today and become yoked in friendship with unbelievers, you're being foolish and you're violating the commandment and forfeiting the promised reward for obeying this commandment in 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18 that tells us to be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And that's exactly what this relationship building is. It's yoking with unbelievers. The text goes on to say, "For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Be friendly and cordial to unbelievers, but you ought to know the difference between doing that and forming relationships. Follow Jesus' example and have a meal or a cup of coffee with the unsaved person, but that's for the purpose of presenting Jesus to them and not to be the first steps towards some close, intimate friendship. We'll have more to say about this in our next devotional. But the Scripture is clear. If you want to be wise, follow biblical wisdom, and he that walketh with wise men shall be wise.